there's a growing demand out there from the public in different parts of the county, and especially our seaside resort areas, for more permanent toilets. And this last number of years, except that the council has been trying to upgrade a number of them, but there's still a significant number of seaside areas and indeed towns and villages where tourists congregate or use as a base are still without public toilets. So what I was trying to do was to elicit the cost of the Porterloos and then try and match that against the cost of putting permanent toilets there that can be used all year round.
And in terms of a response that you received, did you get figures or are you still awaiting them from the council?
Yeah, well, we got a number of costings for Porterloos from 2010 until this year. And it's a very significant amount of money that has been spent on Porterloos. So I'd certainly be raising that with council directors and the director of service and trying to get that matched up against the cost of a permanent public toilet, which can be in use all year round and be the benefit of the locals and, of course, then the many tourists that we're attracting to the county.